by how much I can remember. I often find them asking, how do you even remember that? You were so young. I don't remember everything, nor are my memories crystallized in clear detail. However, I do remember how I felt during the majority of my experiences, good and bad. There was so much emotion attached to the events that took place, and these memories haunted me for a very long time. During my late teens, I wished a lot of these memories would go away. I wanted to erase them so that I was no longer reminded of the struggles I'd faced as a child. I was even embarrassed by some of them. I felt uncomfortable with who I was. There were times when I said and did things that didn't match the child I was deep down. I often felt hurt by the world and wanted to hurt it back. Things are different now. I look back on my memories and embrace everything that happened. There's a lesson to be learned from every event. I realize that the good, the bad, and the downright ugly events are all a part of who I've become. Although some of them may have been painful, they're a blessing. They've taught me so much. My experiences have left me with a drive to find a way out of misery and a path towards a better life. I've written this book to share the lessons I've learned, in the hope that they'll provide you with some clarity and guidance to live what I call a greater life. It's up to you what you take from my stories. I accept that some ideas will resonate, while others will feel uncomfortable. Nevertheless, I do believe that if you can apply the concepts I discuss within the course of this book, you'll experience incredible, positive changes in your life. I'm not a philosopher, a psychologist, a scientist, or a religious leader. I'm simply someone who likes to learn and share my wisdom with others in the hope that it may release them from undesirable feelings and increase feelings of joy. I believe that every person on this planet is here to make a difference. I'm devoted to helping you find your purpose so you can add value to our world, which is in such turmoil. If we can collectively become conscious citizens of this planet, we'll lessen the burden we place on it. By living to your full potential, you'll not only change your world, you'll change the world around you too. Some people are comfortable with mediocrity. They avoid living a greater life, one that's beyond what most consider the norm. A greater life requires you to find your greatness. In simple terms, greatness is about becoming the greatest version of yourself. It's about breaking the imaginary boundaries that hold you captive in a life you believe you have to settle for and touching the realms of the unthinkable. The greatness mentality means living a life without limits, where there are infinite possibilities. For this reason, we can't define where greatness begins or ends. We can